Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website. Mindset Media Radio. The breaking of the colonial rule, which comes from the presidential office, and the greatest presidential office that exercises its authority over the other presidential units in the different states in the third world. That's the White House in America. It's the main storehouse, or let me say the main department, where the presidential rule of greatness and policies that are passed coming from the colonial masters that have colonized Africa, they send them through America, and these policies are passed down to rule, to limit Africa through the presidential office of the White House. The powers and this authority is totally rendered powerless, brought to its end and expiry total date, 2024 Passover. Hallelujah. And the presidential offices that have been planted to limit Africa. Presidential offices, in fact, let me say this, that in Africa, we are counted to be third world countries. What does it mean to be a third world country? It means you don't have your own industries. You don't produce your own things that you need to use for your everyday use. You are consumers. You are buyers. And you buy these things from other private companies that bring it on a very, very high interest rate. Yeah, bring it without any benefit, without any good thing in it. Yeah, intended only to destroy, to distract, to hinder progress from taking shape. So these private companies, now they begin to sell things in Africa. And the president is there to see to it that this takes place. That Africa is not industrialized, but rather consumers. Consumers of things that others have produced. Having investors that do not care about the African people, but rather cares only about taking money back into their countries. And then also these units, which are presidential rules over the regions of Africa, they also look into benefiting their colonial master in one way or another. And in the other way, laws are decreed. Let them be beggars, because we are not producers of anything, so we become beggars. And then if we are beggars, these white men are playing God over us, and they become the donors that donate to us. They give us what we need. So we beg, they give us what we need. But before they give us what we need, we must first surrender our sanity. We must give up God. We must give up God's moral values. So they say, before we donate money to you, what the food you need to eat, that you cannot make things happen for yourself, this is what you're going to do. Become homosexual. If we bring in our old people, pedophiles over there, let them do as they want. Let them abuse your young children. Molest them. Become homosexual. Become lesbians. So before we are donated to, they need to see us fulfill this behavior. And then what happens to us? We will always beg and never come out of that begging state. Why? Because we can't come to be self-independent, to exercise the image of God, because all the time we are committing sin before God and we are guilty before God, so we shall beg the rest of our lives. And the white man will become a god, either that judges us with his judgment, his envy and jealousy over us, continue to rob from us. Why? Because we cannot excel. We are keeping the laws of abusing ourselves, insulting God, breaking his laws. So God lets us to be ruled by those who are evil intended or intentions towards us. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? So, God is saying we are excelling all this nonsense. We are coming out of all this nonsense. Not even coming out. But he's saying that the expiry date of this kind of rulership that has been ruling over us via this presidential connection, which is connected to the main storehouse or main state house, or rather say White House in America, this connection has been broken. We are going to see people rising up to start to do things for their own people, not depending on the rulership of our leaders that are put there through politics, talking a lot of stuff, talking a lot of words, but nothing is manifesting out of their empty promises. Campaigning, doing campaign there, but nothing is happening. We are going to see people overcome, overlook this, and people start to look into themselves. Businesses are going to start to bloom forth. People are going to start to excel their limitations, to start to do things for their culture, for their people, in the unity of their cities and communities. To the level that these offices will be totally overpowered. There will be fear over the offices of leadership that move politically to abuse people. There will be a very high level of fear. And some places in Africa, people are going to rise up and bring down, not because they have guns, not because they are so powerful, but because the power of God is resting upon them to excel every limitation and even fearlessly attack people with guns. And the one with guns, fear will strike them to the level that even their guns will refuse to work. Their ammunitions will be totally powerless and useless. And the power is given unto the people so that they may defend themselves and arise above their colonial master and the evil, the regal hand that has been ruling over them. This is what is going to happen. This is what is going to happen. And we're going to see people rise up in their moral values, refuse all these bad behaviors coming from the Western world, that you should be homosexuals, you should be thieves, you should be plunderers, you should be haters of your own people. People are going to excel all this nonsense. And we are going to see the manifestation of excellence, integrity, forgiveness, generosity, love, unity in Africa. In Africa, especially Africa. Yes, in other third world countries too, maybe they might rise up on a certain level, but Africa is going to be the center that gives energy, inspiration, and aspiration to all nations and to all countries, that everyone will need to connect to Africa so that Africa gives him that power to rise up above the limitations that are keeping them in limited companies, limited expressions, and limited evil plans and agenda of their wicked leaders. Africa will be the center that energizes. Africa will be the center that inspires. Africa will be the center that innovates. But in Africa, there will be locations. And I finish with this. One location that will be very, very important, which is the first fruits to God, will be Uganda. Uganda will be connected with Israel. And there will be a very connected link over there between Uganda and Israel. And Uganda will become a paradise. Uganda will become the first fruits of God. Hallelujah. As we know that Israel is the firstborn of God. We're going to see Nigeria also rise up, excel in many areas. And then of course other countries will also rise up from that. But Uganda is going to be a very important location. Nigeria, one of them. And then we are going to see other locations also rise up to reach that moral values that Uganda is exposing, Uganda is teaching, Uganda is exploiting, and Uganda is allowing to revolutionize forth these energies. Hallelujah. In the name of Yehoshua HaMashiach, that has been our prophetic news. So those are the seven or eight points that God is going to do and launch over the entire world this Passover of 2024. Let me hope that you're blessed. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.